The Franklin Town Council delayed its decision until next month on transferring the deed of the Niquosi Mound to a nonprofit. It was standing room only for the public session on the transfer of the Niquosi Mound, as 19 different people spoke before town council for and against the deal. Opponents held neon signs saying, "Honor the original deed." Gloria Raby Owenby has been one of the main residents against the transfer. Owenby says she bears no ill will towards the Cherokee, but she questions the Niquosi Initiative's plan for a cultural corridor.
The reason people come here is for the pastoral setting and the beauty. I want to keep it looking pastoral, and I'm not sure if that 60-mile corridor is what we really want.
Four members of the board of the Niquosi Initiative, the nonprofit that would take ownership of the mound, also spoke at the meeting. Bob McCollum brought cheers from his side of the room as he spoke about the Cherokee connection to the mound.
To us, it's a relic down here at the bottom of the hill. It's this thing that we grew up with here in the community. To the Cherokee, it is a real-time, today part of their culture.
All of the people who spoke agreed that the ancient mound built by the ancestral Cherokee should be preserved. They don't agree if making the mound more prominent in Franklin would be a good or a bad thing. Ronald Carpenter is a native Maconian.
I am all for leaving our mound the way it is. I don't think it needs to be commercialized, and I think that is exactly what they're trying to do with it.
The Macon County Heritage Association and the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina both presented letters in support of the transfer. Questions about the legal ability of the town to transfer the deed and the legality of Vice Mayor Barbara McCray to be on both the town council and the Niquosi Initiative board were hot topics as well. Franklin Town Attorney John Henning says that both questions have no legal bearing.
That was really unfair. She does not have a legal conflict of interest, and as also told the council, that means under state law she's required to vote on the matter. The idea that it's set in stone, the town has to own it forever and ever, amen, is not a fair reading of that original deed.
Henning presented a draft deed for both town officials and the public to look over, which they'll have time to do as council moved its vote on the deed to their May meeting. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.